happening locally. The news.
And indeed, it is that time for today's look. Some of those items in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme. Former Deputy Pedro Miguel González announced on Sunday that he will run as a presidential candidate for the Democratic Revolutionary Party. The announcement was made during an event held by the faction to which he belongs, called the Base Movement for National Rescue. "We will have to participate in a democratic competition within the party first, but we aspire to generate a campaign of debate and political discussion and proposals," said González, former PRD secretary. He was accompanied by a group of community leaders, among other party figures, such as the current Secretary-General of the National Assembly, Kibian Panay. Now, according to González, his political project seeks to rescue Torrijismo. "There are two valuable partners who are going to compete with us. One of them represents the continuity of what we have, and the members of the party will decide if they want more of the same or a genuine Torrijo policy for Panamanian society," he added. González was referring to the deputy and president of the Assembly, Crispiano Adames, and Vice President José Gabriel Carrizo, who a few weeks ago announced their aspirations for the presidential candidacy for the PRD. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, made an urgent call on Sunday to resume good faith and redirect negotiations of the contract between the government and Minera Panama. It was indicated that it's key to conclude these negotiations satisfactorily, bearing in mind that the best interests of the country must be above all else. Now, according to the union, for more than 2 months, Panamanians have carefully recorded the limited information provided by both the government and Minera Panama in the negotiation process that involves them and that generates great repercussions at the national level. Even when it is a complex issue, there are more and more voices that appeal to the parties to act with maturity and good faith in the process of a satisfactory outcome for the country, they stressed. Last Thursday, the Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the MICI, accused the company Minera Panama, this is a subsidiary, of course, of Canadian First Quantum, of creating anxiety among its workers as a pressure mechanism not to sign a new mining contract under the terms agreed on the 17th of January in 2022. With a week to go before the 2023 school year begins, the educational authorities began transferring teachers to areas of difficult access in the country. On Saturday, for example, 48 educators were transferred by land to the Nicanor Community Airstrip, from where they boarded an aircraft from the National Aeronaval Service to be transported by air to Puerto Olbaldía. This is in the Guna Yala region and Puerto Piña in the province of Darien. Meanwhile, another group of 48 teachers were transferred by road to the town of Carti to be taken by sea to different communities in the Guna Yala region, reported the Ministry of Education. "This year, 2023, we're going with all the strength and enthusiasm to provide quality education at the Puerto Piña school," said Elizabeth González. Now, according to the Ministry of Education, this Monday, that's today, the organisation week begins for more than 48,000 teachers that make up the educational system, and the following Monday, March the 6th, the 2023 school year begins for more than 830,000 students in the official sector and more than 124,000 in the individual. The most valuable historical complex in the Panamanian Caribbean, Portobello and San Lorenzo in the province of Colón, has colonial fortresses that need to be recovered. This site, which was declared a World Heritage Site, this was by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, which we know as UNESCO, in 1980. It's made up of the colonial forts of Santiago de la Gloria, San Jerónimo and San Fernando, all in Portobello. It is also made up of the castle of San Lorenzo, which is at the mouth of the mighty Chagres River. However, since 2012, the Portobello and San Lorenzo Historical Monument was included in the list of endangered sites by UNESCO, which since then forced the Panamanian state to carry out a series of improvements that are currently in progress. Initially, the Ministry of Culture tendered the emergency works of the Castle of San Lorenzo, then he called a public act to restore the forts of San Jeronimo and San Fernando, and finally another similar process for improvements in the castle of Santiago de la Gloria. Well, in the case of San Jeronimo and San Fernando, it was a single public act, but no one presented proposals, and it was declared void. Now the cultural entity published two separate tenders with the aim of carrying out recovery work in both colonial forts. Now, according to information posted on the Panama Compra portal, the public act for the restoration works of San Fernando will cost $5.6 million, and the date for receiving proposals will be the 28th of March. While in relation to the recovery of San Jeronimo, the cost will be $8 million, and offers will be received the next day, the 29th of March. Both projects will be executed with financing from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. In fact, this international financial organization lent $45 million in 2018 to the Ministry of Culture. This was for the rehabilitation of the Reina Torres de Aarhus Anthropological Museum, the Portobello and San Lorenzo fortifications, and the National Theatre of Panama. A bus on the Darien-Panama route, which was transporting 57 migrants to the Los Planes Temporary Immigration Reception Station, this is in Gualaca in the province of Chiriquí, caught fire early on Saturday. The event occurred at the height of Limón Seco in Los Oruises, province of Veraguas. No injuries were reported, authorities have said, and the Ministry of Health explained that medical support or transfer to health facilities was not actually required. The Veraguas Regional Prosecutor's Office announced that it is conducting an investigation into this event. Investigative proceedings are being carried out at the site, the institution detailed. Well, it was only about 10 days ago that another bus that was transporting migrants from Darien to Chiriquí fell off a cliff near the Gualaca shelter, leaving at least 41 dead and more than 20 injured. Due to the events that occurred consecutively, the Transit and Land Transportation Authority announced that it will carry out a rigorous inspection of all vehicles that make that journey. The inspection took place on Sunday, yesterday, in San Vicente Metiti in the Darien province. In a statement, the entity also stated that the buses destined to transport migrants from Metiti in the Darien to Gualaca in Chiriquí have their respective operating certificates and current insurance policy. Well, lastly this morning, with street musicians, shouts and red roses, the members of the women's soccer team qualified the country for the first time in a World Cup and received on Sunday. RPC showed images of joy in the arrival of the girls at the Crown Plaza Hotel, in which family members, the team mascot and the coach, the Mexican Ignacio Nacho Quintana, can be seen. Now on February the 23rd, these athletes made history with a header goal by Lynette Cedeño, 22 years of age, against Paraguay at the Waikato Stadium in New Zealand. Panama got its ticket to the Australia-New Zealand World Cup. Now this is a sporting feat, only comparable really to what happened on October the 10th in 2017, when Roman Torres scored the goal against Costa Rica and the local men's team qualified for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. The plane that brought the players landed at 6:15 a.m. and from there they were taken to the hotel. The players were transported in a truck belonging to the Panama Fire Department. Now, upon arrival at the parking lot of the Rommel Fernandez Stadium, the soccer players got out of the car amid the cheers of a hall of honour made up of the players of the under-17 team that also qualified for the World Cup in Peru. Well, Panama will face Brazil on the 24th of July, then Jamaica on the 29th of July, and will close the group stage on the 2nd of August against France. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That is our look at some of the items in the local news compiled for you this morning on today's programme.